Yeah. Connor, eventually then, Tevez just gets what he wanted. He gets to sit at home earning a lot of money in a different club eventually.
Yeah. I think you know the expression, Tony, everything is bigger in Texas. I just think it's becoming that everything's bigger at Manchester City. The transfer fees are bigger, the wages are bigger, the squad size is bigger, and now the tantrums are bigger and the fallouts are spectacularly bigger. Because I just can't see this happening at any other club at the moment. I think the way it's been set up, as Dan illustrated there, the different stages it'll go through, it'll all roll until Christmas. Sure, he'll be fined some wages, but he'll get paid the majority of what his wages would be between now until Christmas. Then we'll be on the cusp of the transfer window and he'll be out of there. So he's not going to get to play any football. That's probably, for a millionaire like him, going to be the most punishing aspect of this. But he'll still earn millions of pounds between now and Christmas, and he'll go off to another club, and because the transfer fee will be a bit smaller, he'll negotiate that his wages are a bit bigger. And yeah, he's the winner in that regard, but I think his footballing career is a bit of the loser at the moment.
Yeah, Ian Brody, I was speaking to a City fan today and he said, I don't want him back on the pitch. But I think there might be some City fans, despite what he's done, who think, well, I'll have his goals. You're a Liverpool fan, no secret. Would you have a player back on the pitch who's done that after now things have been considered for a week or two?
I think it's just gone on so much with Carlos Tevez, and every time they've given him a second chance, he's found a way to do something again. I wonder whether, I mean, I don't know the technicalities of it, but it seems the way City are approaching it very properly. Maybe they feel that, with regards to him earning all that money and sitting on the thing, maybe they feel he's in breach of contract, and if they can prove that he did that, maybe there's an argument for saying, okay, we don't
have to honour the rest.
That's
exactly it.
I think if they can prove a breach of contract, then they can ship him out, and that's why Tevez has got to stick to his guns and say that he didn't breach his contract, because otherwise he is in trouble. I do think, Tony, there is a way back for him. If he was to come out and apologise and write maybe an open letter of apology to fans and an open letter to Mancini as well, and also, and interestingly, and this is what I think Lee Dixon said this on the day that it happened, he said he should donate his £250,000 a week for those 2 weeks he was suspended, and maybe more than that, to local Manchester charities. Yeah. I think that would be a start.
Yeah, but the truth is he just doesn't want to stay,
no,
does he?
No.
So I don't think... Yeah, the charity thing's a great idea. He's just not interested in City anymore, is he? That's the
bottom line. I think he hasn't been for a while, to be honest with
you. Let's talk about...